After a summer of what some are referring to as the most restrictive fishing the Kuskokwim has ever seen, many freezers are finally full for the winter. That was the case for the Prince family in Bethel, until one recent morning when they woke up to find it all lost in fire. I talked with the family at their home just hours after the firefighters left.
Well, I got a knock on the door about 7 o'clock this morning, and it was a neighbor from across the road saying that you have a big problem out here. So I looked out the door. The shed was on fire. So I came back in, woke everyone up, and called 911.
That's JoJo Prince talking about a fire that happened on July 18th. His mother, Modesta, remembers what it was like getting up.
I just got dressed, and he kept telling us to hurry up and get out. And I had a worry on my false tooth, wondering where I put it. when you're in panic mood, you know, things happen. Funny things happen. I was worried about my looks. But everything is okay. Everybody's fine, and everything will be replaced.
Did you find your tooth?
Yeah, I did in my room. Crazy.
And what else did you say was in the shed?
All my frozen berries and all our good fish. We put up our fish. We put them away last night after we put them in Ziploc bags. And they, we had so many. But most of the stuff was junk, I know, except for the freezers. Even though we had a late start, we did good. And we had lots of fish in there, plus my frozen kings. Everything is replaceable.
Everybody got up, everybody got out. And everything will be fine.
Yeah, we'll be okay. Everyone will take care of us, our children. We have 4 girls and 2 boys. We'll be okay. We always make it.
The house wasn't touched, but the shed is now a skeleton, beams charred and teetering. Police officers and 6 firefighters responded to JoJo's call. Fire Chief Bill Howell says the flames look like they started around the freezer and no foul play is suspected. He gave some tips on how to take care of freezers and prevent fires from starting. He says the cooling coil should be cleaned annually and there should be a few inches between the coils and the wall so air can circulate. Also, freezers should be plugged into wall sockets and not extension cords. He says extension cords are for temporary use, not long-term or permanent use. Before I left, JoJo said he wanted to add one more thing.
I'd like to say a big thank you to the fire department here in Bethel, the volunteer fire department, and the city of Bethel Police Department for their quick and fast response to the call this morning.
For KYUK in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.